The Clark from the Evenewer WAKY number 34 this week in Wacky Land. 12 Pepsi minutes before 12 on Wacky Radio.
At this moment, a new story of special interest is coming in on the WAKY hotline.
John Poston in the WAKY mobile news unit, now located at Stanford Field, where we're awaiting the arrival of Vice President Richard Nixon. With us, we have Mr. Sidney Rosenblum, who is campaign chairman of the Republican Party. Mr. Rosenblum, has there been a delay in the Vice President's arrival?
No, we expect him just about on time. He should be arriving in about 15 minutes.
All right, sir. How would you estimate the crowd here to greet the Vice President?
Well, it looks like we have several thousand people here at the airport, although we did not advertise this as a meeting place for the Vice President. We wanted all people to come downtown to the Courthouse Square and around Jefferson Street to hear him make the talk, and we hope they'll go down there.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Sidney Rosenblum. Do you have something else there?
Yes, it's a gorgeous day, and we want everybody to come out and see our next president and the first lady.
All right. The Honorable Sidney Rosenblum, the campaign chairman for the Republican Party. John Poston for WAKY News from Stanford Field.
This has been a news story of special interest heard through the WAKY hotline.
Say, do you know how pleasant writing can be? Try it with a Lindy.
And now stay tuned for another top-rated personality on Louisville's number one station, the WAKY Art Keller Show.
If it's music you like, Bob Russell is at the mic. Spinning all your favorites, he never stops. You'll hear the tops on the Bob Russell Show.
At the tone, 12 noon.
1935, and WAKY Pace Setter News recalls the tragic crash of the giant dirigible Hindenburg.
Get this started. It's crashing terrible. Oh, my, get out of the way, please.
From the remote corners of the world, WAKY correspondents rush the top stories of this hour to the WAKY news terminal.
Mike McCormick reporting for cystic fibrosis. Louisville, anxious anticipation. The tension is tight at Stanford Field this morning. In mere seconds, the drone of the Vice President's plane will echo through Kentuckiana skies, and shortly afterwards touch ground amid cries of greetings, the bright and brassy music of bands, and the colorful political pomp and circumstance. WAKY News is on the scene. Full details of the Vice President's arrival will be forthcoming at any second. Frankfurt. Legislature gives green light approval. The third day of the special session of the House today gave a thumbs-up verdict to the payment of bonuses to out-of-state Kentucky veterans. WAKY Managing Editor John Poston reported from the legislative floor that the vote was 90-4 for the removal of the residence requirement from the present bonus bill. At the same time, the lawmakers passed a bill which broadens medical care to the needy senior citizens of the Bluegrass State. This was passed by a 32-2 vote in the Senate today. New York, the Russians say Khrushchev is threatened. The Russian trading corporation, Amtrog, says it has a report that an attempt would be made in New York to kill Soviet Premier Khrushchev. It passed along its information to the New York police, saying the attempt would be made with a gun hidden in a camera or a microphone. Police began to immediately check all equipment carried by newsmen. Louisville, burglar bashes in skull. A pair of nighttime thieves were caught in the act of siphoning gasoline from a truck at the Concrete Products Company, 1311 West Dumanil, late last night. The pair picked up their gear, scampering away when they were seen by police, and while running, 34-year-old Delmer Pierce of 1242 Cruiser sailed off into an open gravel pit, fracturing his skull and breaking the man's arm. He's presently in jail. His buddy, 22-year-old Donald Hurl of 1511 West Armsby, was slapped in handcuffs a short time later. Cape Canaveral, Florida. The U.S. has sent a new radiation study payload rocketing high into space. It's carried aloft from Cape Canaveral in the first flight of the Air Force's new Blue Scott rocket. It's hoped the payload will help provide ways of directing and detecting nuclear explosions high above the Earth. Louisville, rate raise for water proposed. A consideration is being made by the city-owned Louisville Water Company concerning the proposal that a 25% water rate increase be approved. If given the go-ahead, the rate both inside and outside the city would be raised. Mayor Hoblitzell has filed an objection to such action within the city's limits. Louisville schoolhouse bandit blasted. A dark figure darted out of the rear entrance of the California school at 1658 West Kentucky early this morning. Investigating officers cried out warnings of halt repeatedly, but the man continued to scamper away. Then a pistol barked out a single shot, and 38-year-old Walter Beck of Bowling Green, Kentucky, was dropped to the ground. He was rushed to General Hospital for treatment of a gaping gunshot wound in the left leg. The man has now been freed from a 13-year stretch in prison. He's been transferred from the hospital to the city's jail. Leopoldville, new moves in the troubled Congo. Congo strongman Joseph Mobutu launched a new crackdown on Lumumba followers in Leopoldville today, locking Lumumba-appointed officials out of their offices and sending troops to take over the Leopoldville radio. He said the newly named technical commission, a sort of caretaker government, will be moving into the government offices in a very short period of time. Campbellsville, three thieves bounce behind bars. Three crime musketeers were flushed from their dark hiding places in a heavily wooded area this morning and slapped in jail at Campbellsville pending their transfer to Marion County to face charges of armed robbery. The three allegedly heisted a Lebanon liquor store, forced the clerk to trail along with them, later releasing the man as they fled into the woods from their getaway car as red-hot lead followed them from the guns of patrolmen hot on their trail. Baltimore, a one-night stand before a long step. If a small orchestra with the emphasis on woodwinds opens in the Baltimore area, it might be a short engagement. Police are looking into the disappearance of six clarinets, two trumpets, and a saxophone from the car of a representative of a musical instrument firm.
You are listening to WAKY News.
They say your future is in your children. Perhaps that's why you look ahead and wonder what your child will be. The parents of the little guy whose cough you heard don't like to think about his future because he has CF. Cystic fibrosis. You probably haven't heard much about CF, but you will. It is the most common chronic disease of children today, and a deadly killer that attacks mainly the lungs and digestive system. Children get CF by being born with it, by inheriting it from their parents. The odds are 1 in 30 that you are a carrier of the gene that produces CF children, and you will never know it. Until you know the heartbreak of having a CF child. Won't you help by sending a donation to your local chapter of the National Cystic Fibrosis Research Foundation?
WAKY, electrocomputed weather, generally fair and warmer today and tonight. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness, warmer with scattered thundershowers likely late in the day. High today, 80, low tonight, 60. Tomorrow's high, 85. Right now, the winds are out of the southeast at 5 miles an hour. The relative humidity is 71%. Street level temperature, 70 degrees. The WAKY headline of the hour, Nixon is late for arriving in Louisville. Mike McCormick reporting for Cystic Fibrosis.
Wacky music, wacky rhythm.
Okay, that's the one that's done by the Everly Brothers from the Evenoor, W-A-K-Y. This is the Art Keller Vice Presidential Ball for a September 21st. This is Wednesday.
Well, howdy, partner! Want to look your Western best? Then visit Ed Pressler's Square Dance and Western Shop at 3119 South 4th Street for a complete line of Western wear for men, women, and children. Ed Pressler's Square Dance and Western Shop is Kentuckiana's only store specializing in Western wear. Western wear is their business and not a sideline. They carry a large stock of all leading Western brands. So visit Ed Pressler's Square Dance and Western Shop and look your Western best, 3119 South 4th Street, just across from Churchill Downs. Plenty of free parking. Open Monday nights till 9.
Radio, 790.
Call Domestic Construction Company and ask about Solmica aluminum weatherboarding made by Reynolds Metals. All types of siding, storm doors and windows, painting and repairs such as wiring, lowered ceilings, concrete work, plastering, and tin work. All work guaranteed. Thousands of satisfied customers since 1939. Call Domestic Construction Company, 231 West Market.
At this moment, a news story of major interest is coming in on the WAKY hotline.
John Poston, WAKY Mobile News Unit, now located at Stanford Field. Vice President Richard Nixon's plane has just touched down on the runway at Stanford Field and rolled up to the ramp where a gigantic crowd is waiting to greet him. The crowd is estimated right now at somewhere between 650 persons. They include 75 newsmen in one of Mr. Nixon's plane and his planes and his official party in another. Right now, we can see the newsmen spilling out of the far plane. And, of course, the door is opening. Cheers going up from the crowd right now. The Nixon party is lighting from the plane. Tom Perry will have more for you later on the Nixon arrival. He's
in a slightly better position to see than I can. From Standiford Field, at the Nixon arrival, John Poston for WAKY News.
This has been a news story of major interest, heard on the WAKY hotline.
You are listening to the Eva Newer Art Keller Show.
That's how much...
...in the WAKY Mobile News Unit, now located at Standiford Field, where Vice President Richard Nixon and his wife, Mrs. Pat Nixon, have just stepped off their chartered airplane here. And the vice president right now has come down the landing ramp of his plane. He's surrounded by a crowd of sign-waving, cheering greeters, I'd say 100 to 150 of them. They're waving signs and, of course, wearing the colorful Nixon Lodge for president and vice president, respectively, hats. And all of them are carrying signs and campaign buttons below them when the vice president arrived. And all in all, it's a rousing reception. In just a few minutes here, the vice president and his party will load into cars. Newsmen, some 75 of them, traveling with the vice president, will load into buses and will travel downtown in a motorcade, where they'll be greeted with, among other things, some 5 tons of confetti. From Standiford Field, John Poston for WAKY News.
This has been a news story of major interest, heard on the WAKY hotline.
You are listening to the Eva Newer Art Keller Show.
I'm Bob Lyons, 2902 Sheldon Road, the winner of a brand new Ford Falcon from Louisville Motors. Listening to the mighty 790 really paid off for me, along with a lot of digging around and lots of thinking. Stay tuned to Wacky, where there's something going on all the time. And be sure to keep stopping by to see those great friendly guys at Lova Motors.
Little old pretty tremendous swing-dinging Elvis bird and like Make Me Know It. This is the Art Keller Wednesday Vice Presidential Ball from the Eva Newer, WAKY number one in Louisville, 10 1/2 minutes before 1 o'clock. Have a Pepsi, everybody! In accordance with the rights offered by the Equal Time Clause, Democrats may drink Pepsis, too.
At this moment, a new story of special interest is coming in on the WAKY hotline.
John Poston, the WAKY Mobile News Unit. We're now on the North-South Expressway, headed for downtown Louisville with Vice President Nixon. We're following the official motorcade here, and Vice President Nixon has addressed brief remarks here at Standiford Field. We've just left Standiford Field, where he arrived only about 10 or 12 minutes ago. We're on the way now downtown. Mr. Nixon will stop at the Henry Clay Hotel and be greeted by Senator Cooper. Mrs. Nixon will be presented with flowers. Then he'll move on down to speak in the same spot that President Eisenhower spoke from some 4 years ago, when he successfully campaigned for the Republican Party, for the Republican Party's standard for the presidency. So as of the moment, the Nixon motorcade is headed into downtown Louisville with the first stop, the Henry Clay Hotel. From the North-South Expressway in the WAKY Mobile News Unit, John Poston for WAKY News.
Story of special interest heard through the WAKY hotline.
Patty cake, here a theme. Fresh from the oven, it's so supreme.
Have you tried the new rainbow bread? You'll like it. Everybody likes the new rainbow bread.
Yeah, now, it's 9 minutes before one when the vice president gets to the Henry Clay Hotel and sees Senator Cooper. I want him to say, Senator Cooper, you're a darn jewel.
And WAKY Pace Center News recalls the bombing of Hiroshima, as narrated by President Harry S. Truman.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans.
From the remote corners of the world, WAKY correspondents rush the top stories of this hour to the WAKY News Terminal.
Mike McCormick reporting for General Electric. Louisville, the vice presidential plane touches Kentucky on the ground. Republican presidential candidate Richard Nixon has now arrived in the Bluegrass State with a warm southern welcome wrapped in a bright band music and political pomp and circumstance. With the word's eye picture of this morning's arrival at Standiford Field, WAKY managing editor John Poston.
John Poston and the WAKY Mobile News Unit. We're now following the vice presidential motorcade into downtown Louisville. The vice president is due to speak in front of the Jefferson County Courthouse within just a few moments. The vice president, by the way, will speak from the same point that President Eisenhower made a speech from some 4 years ago, almost to the very day. At the airport, the vice president and his entourage of officials and newsmen stepped off the plane. The vice president was immediately surrounded by 100 to 150 well-wishers, all wearing colorful Nixon campaign buttons and, of course, the Nixon skimmer, or the hats with the Nixon slogans on them. The vice president then climbed into his convertible. He addressed a few very brief remarks to the crowd that gathered around his convertible. Is some 750 people now, we estimate, at the airport gathered around him. He waved them in, talked to them very briefly. The motorcade then left for downtown. The motorcade bearing Vice President Richard Nixon is now in the downtown area. From WAKY Mobile News, John Poston.
WAKY News is following the Nixon motorcade through the winding downtown streets as a colorful paper shower of multi-hued confetti is dumped on the vice presidential party, and Mrs. Nixon, of course, being presented with flowers at a downtown intersection. Complete and accurate details of Nixon's activities will be heard at any moment from WAKY News, reporting first news first from on the scene. Frankfurt. House nods heads in approval. In the third day of the special legislative session, the House gave the green light today to the go-ahead of the authorization of payments to out-of-state Kentucky veterans. The vote was 90-4 in favor of removing the residence requirement from the present bonus bill. Hot on the heels of this action, WAKY News Managing Editor John Poston reported from the legislative floor that the Senate gave their stamp of approval to the state's new medical care bill for senior citizens. The tally showed 32 pro and 2 con. New York, the commies claim there's a killer lurking for Mr. K. The Russian trading corporation, Amtrog, relayed to New York police today a report that an attempt would be made on the life of Premier Khrushchev. Amtrog's information was that the weapon would be hidden in either a camera or a microphone. This added a new worry for harassed police officials charged with guiding the visiting chiefs of state throughout the United Nations area. Louisville, pair caught red-handed. A routine check by patrolling officers turned up some results last night as officers spied a pair of buddy bandits siphoning some gasoline from a large truck at 1311 West Newman Hill. When seen, the two jumped up, trotted off into the night, then a painful cry perished the evening as one of the thieves dropped into a jagged gravel pit, fracturing his skull and breaking his arm. 34-year-old Delmer Pierce of 1242 Cruiser was treated to General and now is listed in good condition. His crime cohort, 22-year-old Donald Hurl of 1511 West Ormsby, was snapped up following the mishap. Cape Canaveral, a new American space achievement. The United States Air Force has launched a radiation payload into space. All four stages of the Blue Scout rocket ignited with clock-like precision after the launching at Cape Canaveral today. Campbellsville, three thieves bounce behind bars. Three crime musketeers were flushed from their dark hiding places in a heavily wooded area this morning and slapped in jail at Campbellsville pending transfer to Marion County to face charges of armed robbery. Louisville, rate raise for water proposed. A consideration is being made by the city-owned Louisville Water Company concerning the proposal that 25% water rate increase be approved. This has been formally opposed by Mayor Hoblitzell. London, what's in a name? 17-year-old Anthony Duckworth can get $22,400 merely by adding another name. He's been left the money by his godmother on condition he use her maiden name along with his own in a hyphenated arrangement. Says Tony's mother, I don't think he'll object.
You are listening to WAKY News.
A leading New York newspaper reported last Wednesday that the International Union of Electrical Workers, through its GE Negotiating Committee, has ordered its locals at GE plants to take a strike vote on September 25th. Since hearing this news, General Electric at Appliance Park has written a letter to Local 761 IUE proposing certain ideas on how the strike vote should be conducted to ensure fairness to all. Briefly, General Electric suggests that the strike vote be held on Monday, September 26th, rather than Sunday, the 25th, so that the maximum number of eligible voters can cast their ballots. GE also suggested the election be conducted by unbiased, public-spirited citizens, and offered to hold the election on company time, either at Appliance Park or at a suitable location nearby. General Electric also urged the union to give its members a clear choice of alternatives to vote for, whether to strike when the contract expires October 1st or to accept the company's contract proposal or continue negotiations.
GE doesn't want a strike and doesn't believe its employees do either, if offered a clear choice through secret ballot.
WAKY electrocomputed weather, generally fair and warmer today and tonight. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness, warmer, with thundershowers likely late in the day. High today, 80, low tonight, 60. Tomorrow's high, 85. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles an hour. The relative humidity is 66%, street level temperature, 74 degrees. The WAKY headline of the hour, Nixon wings in to Standiford Field. Mike McCormick reporting for General Electric.
All right, let's go with about this much more of the smart, alecky Art Keller Wacky Show.
Say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.
At this moment, a new story of special interest is coming in on the WAKY hotline.
This is John Poston. Right now, I'm about 200 feet from Vice President Richard Nixon. He's on the speaker's stand, and he's being introduced right now. There's a crowd of several thousand people. I'd hate to even estimate the size of this crowd right at the moment. WAKY newsman Tom Perry is standing by with the vice president. He's as close as it's physically possible for anyone to get to him, barring Secret Service men right now. And the vice president is being introduced at this very moment. The crowd is jam-packed, the courthouse square here on Jefferson between 5th and 6th. You can hear them cheering in the background. We'll have details of the vice presidential speech as soon as they're available. From 5th and Jefferson, John Poston for WAKY News.
WAKY newsman Tom Perry is now on the scene, just a mere feet away from Vice President Nixon. We switch to the corner of 5th and Broadway, and Tom Perry.
This is Tom Perry, located in front of Vice President Nixon in the press area. The Vice President has just arrived here to a greeting of several thousand Nixon Lodge supporters. We came in on the press bus from Standiford Field, where the plane carrying Vice President Nixon was about 45 to 50 minutes late. As you hear, he got a rousing welcome. He's just above me now. He was just introduced by Senator John Sherman Cooper. This morning, the reason they were a bit late in Louisville was because they left Fort Wayne about an hour late. They were up in Indiana campaigning. And for the past 10 days, the vice president has covered approximately 10,000 miles. You can hear the cheers in the background that the vice president is receiving. He just said the last time he was here in 1956, he was here with President Eisenhower, and he is opening up his speech. He is to make some important announcement today, we understand, and we will be on hand here to bring you a further report from Vice President Nixon as he continues his presidential race in the Republican Party. From the press center here at 4th and Liberty, Tom Perry, WAKY News.
This has been a news story of special interest heard through the WAKY hotline.
Let's go some more of that Art Keller show, huh? Come on now.
You're listening to the even newer WAKY Art Keller Show, where at 3:05, it's the Jack Sanders Bash on
Lucky Radio 790.
This is Tom Perry reporting from the press section, where Vice President Nixon has arrived to give a rousing campaign speech here in Louisville. He was about an hour late arriving in Louisville. He was motored down through a shower of 5 tons of confetti in downtown Louisville, and here across from the Jefferson County Courthouse at Armory and Jefferson, he is addressing several thousand people who have accumulated here. Mr. Nixon is making several points. He started out saying this was the third state that he has been in today. Earlier, he was in Michigan, Indiana, and then, of course, on into Kentucky. He started out with the things America agrees on are greater than anything else that might split the country. The issue, he says, is that the United States must stand as strong as it is today, the strongest nation in the world, and whatever it takes to maintain this strength is the price America must pay. This is Tom Perry, WAKY News.
This has been a news story of special interest heard through the WAKY hotline.
You are listening to the even newer Art Keller Show.
Let's go heading out for Kansas City. Here's Barbara McNair on Wacky.
Come back, silly girl.
At this moment, a new story of special interest is coming in on the WAKY hotline.
WAKY News now switches to WAKY newsman Tom Perry on the scene at 5th and Broadway.
In the press area here where Vice President Nixon, it should be, just finished his campaign speech here in Louisville. He was greeted by several thousand people after a motorcade from Stanford Field. He just completed his speech, bringing out various points that America must remain strong no matter what price, and that the things that separate the Americans, no matter what things they might be, is not greater than the strength that holds them together. He just finished his speech, bands, music, and one of the largest crowds, Colonel Bender says, since VE Day, and a total of 50 to 75,000 people, in rough estimates here, have said that this is one of the largest crowds ever to greet someone since VE Day here in downtown Louisville. Nixon has just completed his talk. He is leaving the stands at this moment and will return to Stanford Field to depart for Missouri. From the press area, here on Jefferson at Armory, Tom Perry, WAKY News.
This has been a news story of special interest heard through the WAKY hotline.
You're swinging to the even newer Art Keller Show on WAKY.
From the oven, it's so supreme.
Have you tried the new rainbow bread? You'll like it. Everybody likes the new rainbow bread.
Right, 16 minutes before 2, this is the Art Keller Show from the Evenure, WAKY number 1 in Big L Town. Be ashamed to waste such a tremendous crowd as that one out there between 5th and 6th on Jefferson. So, hey, let's get together and have a party. Oh, yeah, have Pepsi, too.
Here at the Jefferson County Courthouse say Nixon hats are going slow. The other, several people have fainted. They've been treated and given emergency first aid by police here in the crowd and neighbors that saw them faint. It's a very warm afternoon, and of course if you're wearing a suit coat, well, you get extremely hot. The crowd's beginning to disperse now. The Vice President's finished his speech. Tom Perry will have further details for you from the hotline. John Poston for WAKY News.
This has been a news story of special interest from the WAKY Mobile News Unit.
You are listening to the even newer Art Keller Show.
Have a Pepsi, buddy. Let's go, go, go with Dickie Doo and the Dolson Pity Pity.
Bum, bum, bum. John Poston, the WAKY Mobile News Unit, now located at 5th and Liberty. The Vice President and his motorcade have just passed 5th and Liberty here. The motorcade is still passing. The bus is burying the press. They're just passing now. And we're right in the tail end of the whole do here, going over, of course, to the Henry Clay Hotel. Right now, the motorcade is headed out south on 5th Street. And the buses, of course, as we said, are following. The Vice President came by. He was smiling. Mrs. Nixon sitting in the convertible with him, both smiling, waving. They were almost mobbed. Policemen on motorcycles managed to press the crowd back and force him away from the Vice President as he rounded the corner here. The streets were crowded. Teenagers climbing up lampposts, everybody doing anything they can to get as close to or the best view possible of Vice President Richard Nixon during his somewhat triumphant